friends. She should be a special as far as Menorah Rasa Sheyichyu. This was Moshe Rabbi Peshadina, Ryan Sarmon Moshe Mordechai, them and their entire families. We're going to be learning about the union of Ayin Tova and Ashba of Yesod, based on the Sefer of Yishi. The form in which the Jewish people were counted was in such a way of Ayin Tova, as we learn from the Ramban, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Mem Hei, and Sefer Dvar, and Sefer Bamidbar, that it says there that the reason they were counted one by one is so that they pass before Moshe and Aaron, and they have an Ayin Tova, they look at them in a positive way, and then they daven for them, for each individual Jew, that God should add on to them, and they shouldn't have a miud in the misbar. They shouldn't have a diminishing number. So that's an inyan of Ayin Tova, that's why they're counted, and that also relates to the time of this Kriyas HaTorah, because Ayin Tova is Ben Adam Lachavero, and that's what we have to be metakin during Sfiras Omer, and Bifrat Midas HaYisod, that the Midas HaYisod has to be metake and metukan in this week in which Parshas Bamidbar is chal. And it would seem that the Ayin Tov is kovei the etzim tsuris nesinas hatorah li Yisrael, because the Gemara says in Nedarim 38a that the Torah was given only to Moshe and his seed, and Moshe had an Ayin Tova and he gave it to the Jewish people. And then the Gemara says, as it says, Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. And then the Gemara says, brings psukim that he was commanded to teach the Jewish people. And the Gemara says, no. He was commanded, and then he taught the Jewish people. And then the Gemara brings a pasuk that proves that he actually was commanded to teach the Jewish people. And then the Gemara concludes, pilpula ba'alma, that the pilpul of Torah, the etzim dinam of the Torah, he had to give over. But the pilpul of Torah, the limud ha-Torah, that has to be ba'ayin tova. That was done with the Ayin Tova of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Tikkun of... Right, so you see that the Nesinas HaTorah, the Nesinas Pilpul HaTorah, is done with Ayin Tova. The Tikkun of Midas Yisod, because Moshe Rabbeinu, again, didn't have to give the Pilpul to the Jews, and he gave it to Mitoch Eino HaTova because of his generous eye. The Tikkun of Midas Yisod has a bechina of Sur Meira Navasei Tov. The Sur Meira is to separate ourselves from being close to Arayos. And the bechina of Asei Tov is the mitzvah of Nisuin and Piria Varivia. That's the midah of Yisod. Sur Meira, separate from Arayos. Asei Tov, get married and have children. These two inyanim are shayich to the midah of Yisod, because we have a bris milah, and the union of the bris includes two things. There's a kesher of the balei bris, and then there's nobody else is involved in this. I say to lechrot brit, lechrot means to cut off. Why are you cutting off? To cut a deal, we even say in English, because it means me with you and with nobody else. So it's connecting and cutting off. So that's the union of the bris. On one hand, we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, we're cutting ourselves off from other intimate connections. And therefore, it has a sur meira, and it has an Asei Tov, the Asur Meira, stay away from Arayas. And then the Asei Tov is to stick with our own wives, Nisuin, Piri Varivia, and that's our bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, that it has the union of staying away from other foreign gods and being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we also have a bris with our eyes, bris karati la'enai, it says in the pasuk. There's a bris with the eyes that has a sur meira, and it has a sei tov. That on one hand, you're supposed to avoid looking at bad things, and on the other hand, like the famous kli yakar in Parashas Lech Lecha, that if you see the makom kodosh, you're mislabesh ruach tahara v'kedusha, and if you're zocha to see, then you can see. If you can look at Har HaBayis to this day, if you have good eyes, you can see the Shechina HaKadosha there. I must be honest, I lived in the old city for over 20 years and I was in Zocha to see it even once. But that's because I don't have pure holy eyes, but there are people who do. And there's Zocha to see. But we see in many Sfarim this union of looking at pure things, at holy things, and in this way it elevates you. Look there in the Kli Yakar in Parshas Lech Lecha. It's definitely worth a look. Perek Yigimel Pasuk Yid Zayin. First we'll be makdim that we find a parallel between Re'i and Midas HaYisod, the Rambam Hilchos Deos, Perek Dal Lach Yates writes, Shech Vazer Hikoach HaGuf HaChayv HaMu'or HaInayim The Rambam says that it weakens one's vision if one is shatuf, if has one has too much be'ila, if he's boel too much. And the Arizal and the Gra write that the that's the Chazal or Mechavin when they said Psia Gas and Otelas Achas Mechamish Meos Mimo or Einav Shel Adam. Mai Takante Vahadre Bikidusha de Beis Shimshi. So when it says Moor Einayim, this psiagasa, which takes the Moor Einayim, relates to not looking at the right things. And then the tikkun is to look at the right things and thus pure one's eyes. This psiagasa is interpreted by the Mekubalim to mean the psiagasa when the regular of yisod, in other words, a person's running after taivas gashmios, utzbar aglaim chote, like it says in Erevin Kuf Amid Beis, and it takes away a person's vision. So, what a person must do is to preserve his vision by guarding his midas hayisod. So, you see a kesher between the midah of yisod, which relates to the Bris Milah, and the Midah of Ayin Tova, because that parallels the Ayin Yisod. A person's Pogam be Yisod, he's Pogam be Nayim, and a person is watches, sees good things. That's the opposite, that's the Tzana Tov. So it says in the Mishnah Avos, Suru Ezir Derech Yishara Sheyidbak Ba'adam, go and see what's the good way that man should cling to. So what does the Mishnah say? Rabbi Elazar says, Ayin Tova. And what's the bad way? Ayin Ra. So it seems that Rabbi Elazar is saying that Ayin Tova is not just a Midah Pratis, but it's a Derech Klalis in Avodas Hashem. And we're going to try to explain that this is connected to the Midas Yisod, and maybe it's Rabbi Elazar L'shitaso B'inyan Ayin. The union of Ayin Tova L'chor is not shaykh to the Ayin and only to the Re'iyah, but rather it's a midah klalius shel adam, like the Rambam says, and obvious that's the midah of estapkus. Estapkus, that you're happy with what you have, that's the Ayin Tova. The Ayin Ra is kina, that a person's chomed, he desires what he sees by the other person. The Ayin Ra is the Ayin looks at the other person and wants it. And the midah of estapkus is that he's an Ayin Tova, he doesn't want what the other guy is, he's happy the other guy has it. He's happy with what he has, and he's happy the other guy has what the other fella has. So we'd see that that according to the Rambam, the Ayin Tova is only a mid of Sheva Al Tas, a Keneged Ayin Ra, which is Ra B'kum Va'aseh. In other words, it seems according to the Rambam that the principle of Ayin Tova is just the opposite of Ayin Ra. Ayin Ra is that you want what the other fella has, and an Ayin Tova is that you're happy with what you have. It's not really giving so much. It's more staying away from the evil. You're just not... In other words, it's more of an Ayin Lo Ra. You're happy with what you have, and therefore you're not mekaneh anybody else. But not necessarily, according to the Rambam, that you're happy with what the other person has, that you have a positive attitude towards the other person. It would seem the Rambam's main emphasis is that you're just avoiding... Could explain also the Rambam also means that if you're happy with what you have, then you have an Ayin Tova towards the other fellow. You can also understand that way. But in Pashtus, the Rambam is just saying that it's a mitav estapkus, it's Ayin Ra, and it's Ayin Tova. And Ayin Ra is a lack of estapkus, and therefore it's not that you're satisfied with what you have, you're mekaneh the other person. So an Ayin Tova, according to the Rambam, would then be just that you're not jealous of the other person, and therefore satisfied with what you have. So it's more of a sur meira, it's more of an ayin lo ra, it's more of avoiding evil, of not having an evil eye. Or according to the Ramban, there's an ayin tova befoal, because that's what it says in the Ramban that we mentioned earlier, ki asimaleim einam letova, they're going to have a positive eye. And this is the Ramban, l'shitason v'haftal recha kamocha, that he says that the mitzvah v'haftal recha kamocha is that you should desire that your friend should have whatever you have. V'yachafetz b'libo l'olam she'yohu yoser mimenu b'chol tova. Obviously, it doesn't mean every time I buy myself a pair of shoes, I have to buy the whole world a pair of shoes. I'd be asking a little much. But every time I buy myself a pair of shoes, I should hope that my friends should also have two pairs of shoes. Why not? They should enjoy shoes as well. So according to the Ramban, it's not just a sheva al tase of what's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend, but rather it's a kum vase of chovas halavavas, that you should love your friend, not only not having mitav kina, but actually desiring for your friend. She'a yoser mimenu, should even have more than you. For you, there's no limit to how much good you want for yourself. So also it should be that way to your friend. There should be no limit to how much you want for your friend. So according to this, it would appear that that's the Ayin Tova that Rabbi Lezer is talking about. That's the Derech Tova sheyidbak baha adam. It's not just the tikkun of this particular midah, but rather it's a pathway, it's a means to avodas Hashem. Because it parallels v'haft l'recha kamocha, which is a klal gadol b'Torah. If you have an Ayin Tova, and you really want what's positive for your friend, what's good for your friend, what's beneficial for your friend. So that's mamish parallel to v'haft l'recha kamocha, which is a klal gadol b'Torah. So this midah of Ayin Tova is really midah derech tova shidbak v'adam. It's the foundation of everything. And could be that as a tolada, because you have a ratzon b'tovas chavero, believe, now led this lachaver af tova before al yidei ha'ayin. Could be it even brings good for your friend. And that's what the Ramban says, that when Aaron and Moshe had an ayin tova towards the Jews, that's what brought upon them the bracha. And it would appear that the idea is that there's the ayin has a koach of bracha of yisod, just like the yisod is mashpiach chayim in bracha. So too, because we connected between the ayin and the yisod before, so too, there's a koach of bracha when you look with an ayin tova, as we're going to explain. The ayin tova brings bracha to others, and it would appear that that's the inyan that by Yosef HaTzadik, whose midah is yisod, we find his eyes are mashpia tova, like it says in the Gemara, that Mishkan Shila, which is in the Nachal of Yosef, they ate kachim b'chol haroeh, and the Gemara says ben paras Yosef ben paras aleayin. He didn't look at what he wasn't supposed to look at. So now in that schus, you can eat b'mkamaloe now. You can eat as long as you can, as the eye can see. In other words, kedushas shilo, the kedusha of shilo spread out kamaloa ayin mikoch the kedushas ayin of Yosef atzadik, and it brought bracha ben paras Yosef ben paras aleayin. Lashon of peros piri of verivia that relates to Yosef. Yosef has this bracha of being fruitful, so that's what Yosef's eye did. He didn't look at what he wasn't supposed to look at, and mainly he brought the fruits, the benefits, that now wherever you can see Mishkan Shila, you're allowed to eat kachim. So it would appear that the Kiddush and the Bracha are connected b'p'china shamor v'zachar, that mikoach shmiras einav mira, that's shamor, you guard your eyes, and therefore Yosef was zocha to the Bracha b'p'china zachar, that's the Bracha that is found by a zachar. We know that zachar is begamatria bracha, and Yosef is bechina zachar. So his kedusha was the siba for the bracha. He guarded his eyes, and because of that kedusha, that brought the zachar, which is the koach of bracha that Yosef HaTzadik had. The union of bracha of Yosef we find in two ways. Number one, the Tosefus and the ribui, the yidgu l'rov b'kerav aretz, and it's also right that you should be fruitful like fish amidst the land. And it's also Nirmaz in his name Yosef, which is Meloshon of Tosefes, Yosef Hashem li bein acher, Yosef Hashem aleichem ma'al b'neichem. And it would appear that besides that, there's another bechina of bracha that's special to Yosef, and that is that the shefa that already exists is not going to be harmed because of the ayin hara. And that's why we find by ayin and peh, we find ayin tova, and then we find an ayin ra, and we find a lashon tova against lashon hara, but we don't find an ozen tova, an ozen ra. So what does that mean? So the Ramban says, "Bereishis aleph dalid ki otzas advarim alpoi kari amira." When something is brought to fruition, it's called amira. God said there should be light, and that exists, that's called Re'iyah. Roani as divrei Admon, that Admon is right, that Admon has kiyum. And this teaches us ki amidasim bechefzo, ki v'machevet zisparid rega mehem yula ayin, v'kasher mer b'chol ma'ase yom v'yom v'yara lokim kitov, sheratza b'kiyum olad, re'ia that he wants it to exist forever. In other words, the Devarim were created with a dibur, with an amira, but the hemshech is talui v'ri'iyaso yizbarach osim ba'ayin tova v'yar elokim ki tov. He has to have an ayin tova. So man was created with tzelem elokim, with kochos habria, like an Nefesh HaChaim says, and therefore a person also has koach with his mouth and with his eyes to create and even to be mekayim the world, or chas v'shalom, to destroy it with the ayin. So we had asked, why is it that by dibur and by Bepeo ba'ayin, we have an inyan of good and bad, because that's the koach of bria. In other words, an ayin gives, a dibur gives existence, as we see by creation of the world, and then the ayin gives it continued existence. And in the same way, it can also destroy. So, mikoach kedushas hayisod shel Yosef, he now has the koach of bracha, because the ayin, since he has this kedusha, because he guarded his einayim, so now this ayin will give kiyum to the world. Now, by looking at things, not only will he bring bracha, because Yosef HaTzadik brings bracha b'chinas Yosef that he adds on, but he also preserves it that it's not harmed, because that's the inyan of the ayin, that the ayin preserves. And it says in the Gemara, v'yidgul rov b'kervar, it's brachas 20. Just like dagim are covered, there's no ayin ra. So to the Zer of Yosef, there's no ayin ra. Or ayin that didn't want to be zan, didn't want to take sustenance for what doesn't belong to it. So there's going to be no ayin hara for Yosef and his seed. The Kli Yakar explains, v'yichi. So that shows that there's no ayin hara in Yosef. The Kli Yakar writes that Yosef was saved the ayin hara is because of the chain that he had, like Rashi says. That's how Rashi explains the Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Alayan, that he has special chain. Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Yosef, Lashon Piri of Arivia, says the Kli Yakar. Ki Yosef, Lashon Hosafa. Yosef is a Lashon of adding. Ben Paras Alayan, Mitachu Bal Chain, because he has charm, like it is about Esther. She was Nosei Chain Beinei Chol Ro'eha. And therefore he's going to be Alayan, there's going to be no Ayin Hara that's Sholeit. Because when someone has Nesias Chain, when everybody likes him, there's no Ayin Hara. And the Mofes, the proof of this, is that Benot Sada Alishur, they wanted to look at his beauty, nevertheless, he wasn't harmed by their Ayin Ra. Even though, when there's a lot of people looking at you, that's not so good for you. Nevertheless, Yosef's going to be a Ben Paras, he's going to be Yifr, V'yirge, Kedugim, and despite the fact that he's Ben Paras, that he's going to have so much Piria, he's going to have so much fruits, so many fruits, nevertheless, he's going to be, says the Kli Yakar, a Ben Paras, he's going to have this Chain, that he won't be harmed. So we learn from the Kli Yakar that the charm of Yosef saves him from the ayin ra. And the Gemara in Brachas says two reasons why there's no ayin hara in the Zera of Yosef. So there are two ways to be saved from the ayin hara. One is to be covered, that you don't see the person at all. And nevertheless, or another way is that even though people see it, but he has chain. And that's what Rashi explains there. Ben Paras Ben Chain, Lashon Rami Apiryo Namtiye. That's Paras is Milashon Chain, that he should have charm. Apiryo Namtiye means charm should come to him. When Chazal say, when Yosef came to Yaakov, the Imos came, right? When Yaakov met Esav, the Imos went first before their sons to bow down. And Rachel, it says that Yosef came before Rachel. Yosef didn't want Esav to look at his mother. So he covered her. And that's what his father blessed him, Ben Pores. You made yourself big. Higdal ta'atzmacha Yosef, alei ayin, on the ayin of Esav. And therefore you're zocha to gedula. So we can say that b'schus that Yosef was mechaser Rachel, he covered her. Therefore, he's going to be like these dagim that are mechusim, and there's no ayin ra. And the schus that his ayin didn't want to get hana from what didn't belong to him, he's zocha that he's going to have chain, that he's going to have this special charm that even though people see him, they are not going to be mekaneh him. Because that's what happens when you have chayin. Now the maila of chayin, we can explain in two ways. Al derech hapshat, somebody who looks at others and enjoys their shefa, so then he feels competitive, and they look at him and they're competing with him. But somebody who lives in a world that God gave him in his chelek, and he doesn't look at what doesn't belong to him, and mele he's sameach with what his friend has, like we spoke about before, that if you're satisfied with what you have, then you're happy with what your friend has, because you're happy with what you have, and you're happy that he has what he has. He's not taking away from you, you're not taking away from him. And then other people feel, when you feel that you're not in competition with them, they'll feel that they're not in competition with you. That's the inyan of chayin. Deeper, we can say that another inyan of chayin, that chayin is a matnas chinam that comes from above, like the Yud Gimel Midos, and the chanina, the charm, the free gifts that God gives us, meotzer matnas chinam. Moshe Rabbeinu motze chayin be'einav, like it says there. So the chayin of Yosef comes from that high place called Ayin Shel Mala, that gives it to him bechinam. Like the Zohar Kaddish says, Yosef was guarded with this good eye from above. Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Aliyin, Amayo Ben Paras Aliyin. Klomer al sibas ayin dishgach de ishtagach be uksiv tovayin hu yivarach matamik hinasa milachmo ledal. So since Yosef at tzaddik looked at people with an ayin tova, and he had a tov ayin, and he gazed from his lechem to the dal, so therefore he's protected from all ayin haras. That's when you get chayin, and you get to be mushgach from the ena tova ilah, from this higher good eye. Why? Because he gave me lachmol adal, because he was generous. So the gather is that since the einayim shel mala Sheros Rak Tov, since from above they look at him positively, then people are also going to look at him positively. And that's the chayin. And that's this matnas chinam, that from above they're going to look at him positively. So he's going to look at others positively. Because from above they're looking at him positively, so others are going to look at him positively as well. They're not going to be mekanei, so that's a special chayin. And the reason you're zochar that is that if you're mashbir l'chol am ha'aretz, like it says in the pasuk, if you're a generous person, then you're zochar that from above they look at you positively, and therefore people are also going to look at you positively, and that's the charm that you're going to have on others. And that's the midah of Yosef, that's the midah of Yesod, because the midah of Yesod is the midah of giving. How is that? That the shmiras einayim of Yosef is tikkun ha'taiva. And Chazal say, Ayin shlo ratzta liza midavar she'eino shelo. And an eye that didn't want to take sustenance for what didn't belong to it. And therefore it saves from an ayin hara. So in addition to the tikkun ha'taiva, there's also a tikkun of kina. Right now, that he was metakin his taiva, he didn't want to look at Eshes Potifar. So that's also metakin the kina, that people aren't going to look at him with jealousy. That saves from the ayin ra, like it says in the Gemara, that people aren't going to look at him with jealousy. And here is the expression that kedusha causes bracha, and it's talu beinayim, that if a person doesn't look at others, then they're not going to look at him negatively, and then he's going to bring bracha. It says ben poras is milashon para. Rabbeinu Bachaye says al yish al yedei paros nizgadil. So what's this inyan of ben poras, ben paros, like the Rabbeinu Bachaye says, that because of paros, what's the paros? The paros is the dream. The dream of the paros. And the way that Yosef looks at the dream is with an ayin tova. Yosef had a positive perspective on the dream. And he helped Mitzrayim. And the perspective of paro, what's paro? Paro is osios ayin para. He has an ayin ra. And therefore, it was Dafka Yosef who was able to see the solution to the problem of the Shevishnos Rav. Because Paro, he's Ayin Para, he sees with his eyes this Para, and he has an Ayin Ra. So he sees it in a negative way, and Moshe and Yosef was able to see it positively, and Paro said, oh, this man has God within him, the Spirit of God, because he has this Ayin Tova. The Gemara in Maseches Tamid relates that Alexander was capturing the world, and he captured the city of women, and he said, bring me bread. They brought him gold bread. Do people eat gold bread? In other words, if you don't have in your place bread to eat, that you're coming here. In other words, what's the point of you keep capturing things? You have enough. It's never going to be enough for you. You don't have nama where you are. Yosef, ahu ma'ina b'kochil nama, havu b'yadei goldeni milcha, de milcha b'hadei de machvi lunaf alei b'recha, amalei sh'mamina ha'ayin, hay'ena migan eden asi. So I'll just read out the translation. But if all you wanted was actual bread, didn't you have bread to eat in your own place? It was not for bread you took up the campaign and toiled and came here. You must have come to increase your wealth. When Alexander left and he came back to his land, he wrote upon the gate of the town, I, Alexander of Macedon, was a fool until I came to the country of Africa of women, and I learned sense from women. With regard to Alexander, the Gemara relates, when he took himself and went on his way, he sat at a certain spring and was eating bread. He had salted fish in his hands, and while he cleansed them of their excessive salt, a particularly pleasant fragrance fell upon them. Alexander said to himself, I may conclude from this event that this spring comes from Gan Eden. There are those who say he took from those waters and washed his face, and some say he ascended along the length of the entire spring until he reached the entrance of Gan Eden. He raised a loud voice, calling out, open the gate for me. The sentry of Gan Eden said to him, this is the gate of Hashem. The righteous shall enter into it. Since you're not righteous, you can't come in. He said to them, I too am worthy. I am a king. I'm very important. If I'm not admitted, at least give me something from inside. So they gave him one eyeball. He bought it, brought it, and he weighed all the gold and silver that he had against the eyeball, and yet the riches didn't balance against the eyeball's greater weight. He said to the sages, what is this? Why does this eyeball outweigh everything? They said, it's the eyeball of a mortal person of flesh and blood, which isn't satisfied ever. He said to them, from where do you know that this is the reason for the unbalanced scale? Chum said to him, take a small amount of dirt and cover the eye. He did so, and it was immediately balanced by its proper counterweight. The eye is never satisfied when it can see. As it's written, the netherworld and destruction are never satiated. So the eyes of man are never satiated. Sha'ol v'avadon lo tisbana. So what's this all about? So the omek that we learned here is that there's a b'china of ayin ra of a person that's not mitukan. And that's the ayin of Alexander and the ayin of Paro. That this ayin sees shefa by a second person and he feels this taiba, this chemda. And it's like with his eye, he's saying, why do you have this shefa and not me? And therefore, this is an ayin that keeps swallowing more and more. And it's never satisfied. And that's why Alexander, all the kesef and zav, never satisfied that ayin. And by Pyro, these seven skinny cows swallow the seven fat cows. They look as bad as they did originally because it's never enough. The more you have it, the less you have. It's just never enough. You just want more and more and more. Batim Rashaim Techsar, like the Gemara says, that a Taibas Olam has is like drinking salt water. They just make you more and more thirsty. And that's why all the chesronos in the world started from the Eitz Hadas. V'teira isha ki tov l'machal v'chitavi le'naim. She saw the type of the eyes. In other words, by the eyes, that's where the Taibas starts. And that's the problem of Paro, and that's the problem of Alexander, and therefore this eye outweighed all the gold and the silver, because the eye never has enough. And that's the meaning of the dream of Paro. But Yosef HaTzadik didn't only interpret the dream, but he also solved the problem. And he said, "Ish Navon V'Chacham V'Shisel Eretz Mitzrayim." So V'yikbitzus kalochel shenam atavus habosalein ve'ochel epikadin laritz l'sova l'shevish neharav. So he said, it's very simple. What you got to do is you have to gather all the food during the years of satiation, of plenty, and then we'll have for the years of famine. So, you need a smart guy to tell you that. So we have to understand. Everybody asks, why didn't Ish Navim for Chachachim for something so pashut? Why do you have to be so smart and so wise? And the Emes Mitzrayim tried to guard the Tevuah, but they were nichshal. But here of Kol Eretz Mitzrayim, Rashi says, Sheir Kiva Tevuasam, Shatzur Chutz Shal Yosef, all that they tried to guard, preserve, it all spoiled, except for what belongs to Yosef, except for Yosef's Tevuah. What he preserved. Asher lechem tassel fish Yosef, from them shiamuluk shiaboa itzel paro, from them kachu omer lanu amale, lamat them tzavart, lo tzavart and barbelo, hechus lechem shishne rav baim, omelam asafnu harbe vihir kiva. So Yosef tells them to get a bris milah, they come to Paro. Paro says, why didn't you, what do you need to go to come to Yosef for? Why aren't you tzover bar yourself? Why don't you collect the wheat yourself? He told you there's going to be a shnei rav, and the answer is, they said, it's spoiled, we tried. So why was Yosef successful in preserving the shefa? So that's because Yosef HaTzadik was miskadesh b'kedushas hayisod. Yosef was misgaber on taiva. Taiva ruins everything. You look at it and you destroy it. That's what taiva does. Yosef was guarded from taiva. Yosef had a pure eye, and therefore what he looked at wasn't destroyed. It was preserved. That's the idea of the ayin tova, the opposite of the ayin ra. Ayin ra destroys. Ayin ra never has enough, and the ayin tova preserves. So the whole mabat of Yosef is not of chem v'taiva, it's a mabat of bracha. Ben paras Yosef, ben paras aliyin. Ayin shel arutz to lazim l'hanim to darvash enesul. He doesn't want what doesn't belong to him, and really he has a good ayin preserves. When you look at things that don't belong to you, then you destroy, because it's never enough, and that's a terrible midah. Because the koach ha-bracha comes from the koach ha-kedusha. Ben paras Yosef, ben paras ali ayin. You get this bracha of piria, of being fruitful, when what? When you're, and of being the above the ayin ra, when you don't look at what doesn't belong to you. You don't want what doesn't belong to you, then you have bracha. But if a person doesn't have that, then he's susceptible to all the klalas. That's the Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Ayin. That's the Gemara that we quoted earlier in Brachas, and Daf Chaf, that it says in the Gemara that Ole Ayin, above the Ayin Ra, you get a bracha and you're above the Ayin Ra, because Ein Ayin Ra shall let this. Why Ein Ayin Ra shall let this? A, because you're like Dagim, and B, because you don't want to be Nana from what's not yours. You're not looking at what's not yours. So therefore, Yosef HaTzadik, who is misgaber, overcomes taiva, when he looks at the shefa, he doesn't look at it with an ayin chasera v'chomedes, like Paro and Alexander, I want more, I want more. But he, what we call today, an ayin mefargenet, he has firgun, which is actually from the Yiddish farginen, that you have, you are happy the other person has it, and that's what brings bracha. But when you want what the other person has, that brings the opposite. Yisod, what is Yisod? Yisod is Lashpia Shefa, that's the foundation. And that's the meat of Yosef. The meat of Yosef is the meat of Yisod. So, and the opposite of that is Taiva. Taiva is that I want, it's all for me. Give it to me, I don't want to give to others. Yosef at Tzadik was Miskadish Bi Kedushas HaYisod. He doesn't take the Shefa for himself. He just wants to be Mashpia Baruch on the world. And that's Ben Poras Yosef, Ben Poras Ali Ayin. Yosef is Mechuvin La'asiyas Peros, because of his Ayin. He has Bracha because of his good Ayin. And that's the Inyan of the Bris Mila that was made on the Makom of Hashpa. That's the Makom of Hashpa. Because you could be like the Rabbanu Shalom, you could do Chesed, like the Bria, that you're Meitiv, that you bring new life to the world. But there's also a Koach to be the opposite, to be a Notel, that it's just about my Hana. It's not about being no saint, it's not about giving to another person and loving another person and producing children. It's just about my taiva and my hana. That's the opposite. So bris mila is machlish the taiva, it's makadish a person to be a tzelem elokim, that he should be a no saint, not a no tell. And that's also Ramaz Bakar Yosef at Sadik Bigamatri Paro, because the Kedusha that's Miskadish Aide Bris is Aliade, not Paro, Priya. Yosef at Sadik Gamatri Priya. Priya, it's interesting, Priya and Paro. But the Priya is when you expose the Bris. And the Beis Halevi writes that the Iker Kedusha that a person's miskadesh bebris is, right, first the bris, the mohel cuts, and then he peels away the skin that remains. So that's the pri, and that's Yosef HaTzadik. And the Iker Kedusha that a person's miskadesh is through the pri, and that's why Yosef HaTzadik is begamatria priya, which is the Iker Kedusha smil, to be mashpia, to be a nosein, to be a giver, not to be a taker. And Yosef HaTzadik is a gematria Alexander, because it's zem mul zeh. Alexander is an inyan of taking. He's an ayin ra. It's never enough for him. And Yosef's mita is mita. Yosef HaTzadik, his mita is mita of giving. And he doesn't want what anybody else has. He just wants them to have more. That's the ayin tova. And that's why we see in Yuma Samach Tes that Alexander bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. Tzadik is mita siso. Tzadik is sod olam. We know that the Nitzachon on Yavon was b'schus midas tzaddik of Yosef. We know v'ararti b'naich tzion al b'naich Yavon. Tzion's begematria Yosef. So the mid of Yosef at tzaddik is what beats Yavon, which is the mid of taiva, of wanting, of never having enough. So Yosef is the tov ayin hu yevoyroch ki nosan milachmo ledao. Like we brought earlier from the Zohar Kaddish, Yosef is the mashbir. He's got this good eye. He's mefarnes everybody. He just wants to give. He doesn't take for himself. He wants to be a mashbia. And that's the meat of Yisod. You want to be a giver. You don't want to be a taker. And that's why Yosef was shomer the zera. He was shomer the seed, all the seed that they prepared, because that's what he did. He was shomer his zera. He preserved his seed only for good things, not chas v'shalom for his taivas, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. And therefore, he could be mashbia, zera tfu on the world. But the Mitzrim was Ervas Haaretz. Ervas Haaretz is the opposite. That's just nakedness and taiva, and that's what Mitzrayim was. Shtufei Zima, like they're called. B'sar Chamrim, B'sar Mizir Masusim, Zir Masim, like the Pasuk says. So they're not Shomer, they're Zera. Kamasa Eretz Mitzrayim, Rashi says, they're Mekukol Mikola Umos. They're not Shomer, they're Zera. Therefore they can't be Shomer, the Zera HaTavua. And that also explains the Gemara in Tainis, b'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzeis. And that's also what Paro said to Yosef, ein navan v'chacham kamocha. That you're smart enough to know that you're the opposite of the root of tzidkus is chachma. That's why you have in the Arba Banam with Agada, a chacham and a rasha. The opposite of a rasha is a chacham. Why didn't say a tzaddik and a rasha? Because it's telling you that the omek of this, of tzidkus is chachma, that you're just smart enough to do the right thing, it's for your own good. And that parallels, so that's why ein navin v'chacham kamocha. And this connects to the Gemara, that the whole world, the baskol comes out, so Tainus Chavdal Aram Beis, and says the whole world is nizom b'shvil chanina b'ni, and chanina b'ni is just die b'charuvim. What does it mean b'shvil chanina? So the Shlah says that chanina was the shvil, he was the pathway, shvil is a pathway, b'shvil. He was the pathway through which the Shefa came to the world. Because he's mistapik b'kav charuvim, he doesn't want the shefa for himself. He's a shvil for the world. He's here to give, not to take. He only takes what he needs in order to give. So ayin tov is a midah v'stapkus, and once you have a midah v'stapkus that you're happy with what you have, so memela you get to the ayin tov, you're happy with what your friend has. It says in the Darim, Lo nitna Torah l'Moshe l'Zar, Moshe nag b'tovas ayin, nitna Torah v'lakas v'omer tov ayin hu yivorach. So to in the Tanchum, Yavo Moshe she'en av yafos l'varachan, he has good eyes to bless, tov ayin hu yivorach. The blesser is the one with the good eyes. The ayin, the einayim of Moshe also had the koach hashpah of Yisod. That's what Ramban writes about Moshe and Aaron, that they have this ayin tova. The Jews are going to walk by them, they're going to put their ayin tova on the Jews, and the Jews are going to be blessed. And that's why Dafka Rebbe Lazar says that the derech that a person should cling to in this world is an ayin tova, the opposite of an ayin ra, because the tun of Rebbe Lazar is a bor suit she'enom abe tipa. He didn't lose anything. That's because he knows how to preserve things. A person who knows how to preserve his zera also knows how to preserve his learning. Tchuna zoi tchuna shel kedushat ha'yisod, shmirat ha'zera bofen she'enom abe tipa. So that's his mid, his mid is yisod. Memele, he's the ayin tova. He's not ma'abe tipa. He's a bor suit she'eno ma'abe tipa. What's this eino ma'abe tipa? He doesn't lose a tipa of midas yisod, of tipa of zera, and therefore when he's also able to preserve his learning. And why is he that? Why is the bor suit she'eno ma'abe tipa? He's this pit that doesn't lose a drop, because he He has this midah of yisod, that he doesn't waste his seed. And a person who doesn't waste his seed is also going to say, the same Rabbi Eliezer is going to say, Ayin Tova, that the best midah is Ayin Tova, because that's the opposite of the midah of yisod is the midah of Ayin Tova, and wasting seed is the midah of Ayin Ra. That's about wanting all the hanah for yourself and thus being jealous of others. And that's an achrayus that a person has to guard his einayim. We have a covenant, bris karati le'einayim azbonin al besula, Eov 31:1. I have this bris with my eyes, I'm not going to look at a besula. There's a bris b'chinas sur meirah, there's a bris b'chinas asay tov, that we can't look at evil and we must look at good. And ayin tov, it's not about me taking, it's about me giving. Like Rav Moshe Cordovero writes in the Tumra Devorah in the second parak, einav lo yistakel behem b'shum dover maguna, amnam tiyan ayatomit p'kuchos, not to look at bad things and to be a giver, to see the poor people. Don't look at anything, any bad eyes. You should only see the tzaras of people and see good. So it's really the same thing. In other words, not looking at dvarim megunim is the sur meira, and then the opposite of that is to see good, that when you see someone suffering, that's what you're looking for in order to be able to help them, because you have this ayin tova. Zachinu baruch Hashem l'mabat me'od amok al inyan shel einayim v'al yosef v'al yisod v'yi ratzon shenizkeh liyasem et zeh b'chayenu. Amen v'amen. I thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.